Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Come on. Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
I don't like keeping butter sitting out.
I think that, like, my immunities are stronger.
Your immunities?
Because I was raised on counter butter.
I'm a counter butter buddy.
I am built for tough.
You are one walking preservative.
Dude, I am. Dave and
Mahoney. Creepy women are terrifying because it takes a lot for a woman to be creepy.
Because they're psycho.
I feel like all the women who have been super creepy with us, I could beat up. So I'm not, like, too worried.
I've sized them up as well.
There was one who was like 6 foot tall, 350.
Dave and Mahoney.
My wife kind of gave me the stink eye.
Well, what did you do?
She had a dream.
What'd you do in her dream?
I hired 10 prostitutes. What am I going to do with 10 women simultaneously?
You're going to call me.
What am I going to line them up in the hall? All right, next.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, I know that you're going to be pretty busted up about this one, Audrey. You know, you are a retailer from back in the day. You worked at Buckle for all those years.
Yes, I was a mall rat.
I'm sure that you had some friends that worked at Express. Mahoney, I know that you were a big fan of Express clothing.
Oh, well, I still love Express.
I was a structure guy.
Structure.
I was into structure. When they came Express, I lost a little bit of interest.
I'm with you. Like, structure back in the day was as high end as I could possibly imagine because I knew that I couldn't afford Abercrombie.
It was like right at that American Eagle level, but kind of different.
Felt slightly elevated from American Eagle.
A little bit preppier. Yeah.
Which I bet you must have loved.
A little less rugged, yeah. But a little bit more preppy. Oh, yeah. That was structure. I literally, my junior and senior year, I only wore shirts like polos. And button downs from structure the entire 2 years.
Audrey, how would you feel if you went on a first date with a guy and he was wearing an Express polo that has like the lion crest?
I'm not big into logos in general, but I mean, I like Express. I shop in Express. My husband shops in Express. So when I saw this, I was actually shocked.
So Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and plans to close over 100 stores, including 95 Express locations. They're going to close all 12 Up West stores. The bankruptcy filing listed assets and liabilities between $1 billion and $10 billion, which seems like a pretty big swing.
Mm-hmm.
Your assets and liabilities are between $1 billion and $10 billion? Okay.
Well, and they're a privately owned company, too.
Are they really?
Well, maybe.
So the Mark Still has been appointed as the new CFO. The company received a commitment for $35 million in new financing and a non-binding letter. So they're trying to figure their way through it. It's not like all Express stores are going away, but they are closing a lot.
They were a privately held company until about 11 years ago, and now they're public. And
then they burned through all the investor money, and now they're going bankrupt. Got it. Well, some good news today as well. Never give up on your dreams. This is an inspirational story about a 74-year-old lady who went bank robbing.
I mean, sometimes you just got to rob a bank when you're 70, man. What are they going to do?
Ann Mayer, a 74-year-old woman, was arrested for allegedly robbing a bank in Fairfield Township in Ohio. She entered the R Group Credit Union with a gun, demanded money, and then left the scene. She was later found, you know, at her house.
Okay, I mean, that's a good place for a 70-year-old to be.
I mean, that would be probably my next steps.
Yeah, be like, all right, I got all this money. I'm going home.
Yeah, that was great. That was the whole point. Is to be able to, like, rob and then go home and enjoy the money.
What's wild about this is at 74 years old, she has no criminal history prior to this incident.
Hey, man, so times are tough.
You went from zero to bank robbing. After 74 years of a perfectly clean slate, you're like, look, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it big.
Gas is too high. Groceries are too high.
Rent is too damn high.
Everything's too expensive. I get it, lady. She probably can't retire. She probably still works at 74.
Probably.
You know, like, she just hasn't seen a drop of Social Security.
Poor lady. But yeah, she's out here robbing banks, and now she's probably headed to jail.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So we've talked about how Netflix has done a really good job with their sports programming. If you haven't watched the quarterback show from last season where it followed Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and others as they were on their journey during the season, really interesting stuff. They're also doing one called Receiver this year that's going to feature some high-profile wide receivers as they follow them throughout the course of the season.
The Untolds also before all of those that were kind of like the true crime of sports. Very, very interesting.
I'll be curious to see how they do with the live sports when they have the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson boxing match coming up later this summer.
Yeah, because they've done a couple live things before that. Like Chris Rock did a live special that
they
had golf. Some hiccups.
Oh, they did tennis.
Tennis,
you know,
was
so
most recent, yeah.
They did live tennis?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Huh.
This is an interesting one because we haven't really seen the roasts be a thing for the last handful of years. I mean, those were huge for a minute there on Comedy Central, and, you know, Jeff Ross kind of became the roast master
general.
Well,
they were huge before that, like with Dean Martin and the whole Rat Pack gang, you know.
Right,
Don Rickles. I mean, like, literally the absolute best. And then they came back in the late 90s and into the mid 2000s. But you're right. Like, over the last 10 years, the last one I really remember being, you know, kind of a big one was Justin Bieber,
Charlie Sheen.
Donald Trump did one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As well. You know, I mean, that shows you how far back that was.
Netflix is gearing up for a new comedy roast, and Tom Brady is the subject of it.
Be awesome.
And I'm kind of here for it because Tom Brady seems like he's had such a charmed life. I sort of want to see people say mean things to him.
I also don't find him to be like a good sport about his ego, and I don't know. I'll be interested to see how he does.
I think he'd be all right, but here's the
thing. Agree to
I want
to
give him like a Microsoft tablet so that way he can smash it if somebody says something that's a little too mean, you know? Can watch the joke back and freak out and chuck it on the ground.
But I want it to be real mean, though. Like,
I think
that's
it's going
the
to be.
Thing. Like, you can't. I think one of the reasons why we haven't seen many roasts lately is the cancel culture that exists around and everybody's delicate sensibilities. They can't take a joke. Like, if we've learned anything in the last 10 years, is that people are so sensitive and they can't take a joke without calling for somebody to lose everything in their life.
I think that there's going to be a few jokes that are going to go the way of the jiu-jitsu trainer, and I can't wait for them. It's like, hey, you lost to a guy who teaches jiu-jitsu, not even anything more than that.
And deflated balls.
Yeah. So it's going to be the first time, and this is what I think what's going to make it really interesting is because, you know, all the ones that we saw on Comedy Central back in the day, or like you said, the original ones with the Rat Pack, you know, those were all, you know, carefully edited and everything else, and then they were put out. This is going to be the first roast in history that is unedited and uncensored. So it's going to be live. And so even the jokes that go too far, you're like, sorry, we're live. Kevin Hart's going to host it. Jeff Ross is going to be a part of it as well. But I'll be real interested to see how this turns out.
I'm probably not going to tune in live, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, like, making an event out of it, but it's coming up in just a couple of weeks, May 5th, 8 o'clock Eastern time, so.
Cinco de Mayo, absolutely I'm not going to be partaking in a live roasting of Tom Brady on Cinco de Mayo.
Could there be anything that's less Cinco de Mayo than a roasting this white guy?
Actually, roasting a white guy would probably be real fun on Cinco de Mayo.
It's the perfect time to do it.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
First, Mahoney, have that van towed out of there. They're in violation of disturbing your peace at your house. Second, Audrey, learn to carry wipes, toilet paper, and napkins anytime you travel. My wife and I always carry stuff. This is Pete, the driver. Have a great, fantastic week. You guys rock.
Message
I didn't share this with you. There has been an update since talking about it on the show about the RV that was parked the wrong way in front of my house.
Multiple weeks.
For almost a month with expired plates and no plate on the back. It is now gone.
Huh, funny how that works, Mahoney. Leveraging 20 years of broadcasting, risking it all just to get an RV to move.
No, actually, that wasn't it. I just called the tow company after the show.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
They towed it out of there?
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's what happened. I mean, you gave me the you gave me the green light on that I wasn't being a piece of garbage neighbor for doing that.
Multiple weeks, you're breaking the HOA rules, and you parked in front of my house.
And even if you're breaking the HOA rules, it's one thing, but you're parked the wrong way in front of my house. And
younger you would be so proud of you.
Well, younger me would also understand the spite, and that's that is in line. Like, younger me, older me, we're shaking hands right in the middle on the spite. But Pete
Mahoney
the driver
has always swam in a deep pool of spite. He would get it.
Pete the driver, Audrey, you know, I've said this for many years. I always keep extra underwear in my car for these moments.
Well, but so
you may just soil yourself.
To recap, so, you know, Audrey and her husband were on a road trip, and they had some canes that didn't sit well, and he had to go, mm-hmm. number two, like, actually had to stop in the middle of this road
trip. We had an emergency stop for soup poops.
But, you know, he ripped some shorts that he found in the back,
yep.
and he used that to clean up with, but there's also an update there after he hobbled back to the car.
Yes. I did find wipes.
You found wipes in the car.
Which, maybe, I was withholding them until he said something nice. He hadn't said anything nice to me all day.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the plan all along.
Is that the plan?
You are evil.
Just kidding. I totally forgot that they were in there. And they were actually hand wipes, like the 99% like antibacterial hand wipes. So, like, I don't know if he would tell me or not if he was chafing down there, if he was getting a little dry. But I don't really feel like you're supposed to use this.
Do you feel the like alcohol on the sphincter is not a good combination?
You go,
How do you know that?
Man, don't ask. I know a lot of stuff about the sphincter, Dave. Okay.
All right, yeah. I just didn't know you're such a sphincter expert.
It's his middle name. Is Mahoney it? Spiteful Sphincter.
Spiteful Sphincter.
Mahoney. His name's actually Mahoney.
Doesn't Spiteful Sphincter sound like a band that would open for Rammstein?
Dude, it does. It does.
I'm for sure go see them.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I went into a Whataburger the other day, and they're like, welcome to Whataburger. How may we absolutely scam the shit out of you today? Love the show, guys. Bye.
Message deleted.
I have not had the pleasure of going into a Whataburger. I know that they're kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
If it's a Chick-fil-A, done, son. But for whatever reason, I'm just not tempted by the orange.
The best thing at Whataburger is their spicy ketchup. And also, never go to a Whataburger that's outside of Texas. Every Whataburger outside of Texas
is going to be
trash. It just is.
I don't know. I've been to Whataburgers in Texas before and was also wholly unimpressed.
Really?
You got to find the right one.
Huh.
You got to find the right one. But the ones outside of Texas,
I don't want to have to find the right one. Like, the whole thing with fast food for me is the consistency. Like, out of all of my years, every Big Mac that I've had has tasted virtually identical.
That's not true. That is not true.
Don't
at
you
all.
Tell me what my taste buds feel and
Dude,
think.
They
don't identify that way.
There's such a spectrum of McDonald's of, like, I used to drive, like, my, like, so one of my best friends, she will tell you that when we were living in St. Louis, I lived in North County. I would drive probably 15, 20 miles to South County to go to the richer area and the nicer McDonald's because I knew it was going to be better than the North County.
Because they changed their oil.
Yeah. Okay, so they have actually more than one person working there, and they're not going to fist fight you in North County.
The vents actually work.
Yeah. I don't mean to flex on you guys, but it sounds like I just might be significantly better at choosing fast food restaurants.
No.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it sounds like. Y'all are going to McDonald's that have weird taste in Big Macs.
But
consistency is king.
McDonald's is consistent around the world, but
probably
there are,
with only their French fries.
But there are good and bad ones, for sure.
I guess I just always choose the good ones.
Must be nice.
It is. It is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So are you really good at multitasking? Or are you really bad at losing focus on doing one task at a time?
Message deleted.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
I am almost exclusively good at multitasking. Like, when I have to do something that requires all of my attention, I procrastinate, I dread it, I put it off. Like, once I start doing it, I'll normally get it done. But the things that require 100% of my attention take forever to get done because I don't want to do it.
So the way that I do a task is sort of like eating a meal on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a bite of mashed potatoes. Yeah. I'll take a bite of the steak. I'll take a bite of the salad. And then I'll go back and I'll take a bite of the steak.
Mix it up a little bit. Okay.
That's how I am if I'm doing like a chore around the house.
Yeah.
It is absolutely the most tiresome thing ever. Because I'll be like, oh my God, I was just cleaning the fridge. Why am I folding laundry right now? Or, oh my God, like how did I start folding laundry whenever I was just like cleaning the litter box? Like how did I get so distracted that now I've started to like come over here and clean the dust off the TV? How did this happen? And I never...
Hang on, I know how to figure this out. Let me snort another Adderall real quick. All right, what was I saying?
What do you mean?
The fridge.
It's a bootleg. It's not Adderall. That stuff's on back order. We haven't seen Adderall in a long time.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, Audrey, you said something to me the other day that I found really interesting because I don't follow the trends like you do on social media about, you know, what Gen Z and
just aware
Gen Alpha are doing right now when it comes to especially like beauty, because obviously I knew that, you know, the Kardashian thing came swooping through, but now it's kind of swinging back the other way, including with the Kardashians, where it's more of a natural look as opposed to...
They're getting their implants taken out and some of their filler. Yeah.
Filler and Botox and all that stuff. But I found it really interesting, and I'm curious if this story is getting more and more publicity because of that trend that's going on right now with people going kind of back to the more natural look. There's reports of adverse reactions to fake Botox injections.
Yeah, the Botox, it's not even like what you would think whenever you hear Botox, right? Because there are so many stories in the news where, actually, we just talked about it recently, a mother-daughter duo who was implanting like a fake butt, you know, like chemicals into fake butts,
they
right?
They call them the Botox bandits, yeah.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's not even like that. It's, from my understanding, it's like this compound that's being sold to like medi spas and things, and they're not understanding that it's what they're injecting is fake.
So, when you go to like a med spa and you get filler or whatever it is, do you worry about it?
I never have before.
Are you starting to because of this sort of thing?
It's like, almost like how you guys feel about cocaine and the fentanyl being in it.
It's risky, but I'm going to try
there's
it.
There's no pure cocaine anymore.
We're not doing cocaine anymore.
So in this
you
case...
You know what I meant, Mahoney. I'm not sitting here saying that you guys are out here doing cocaine. You clearly live in the suburbs and you got four kids. So, like, I mean, you know...
There's a lot of cocaine being done out there, but it does...
in the suburbs?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look, I got four kids. I got to keep up with it.
Yeah, fair. Valid.
But I was thinking about this. So, you know, the Botox and the Botox, would a guy like who loves Limp Bizkit who treats you like trash, would he be Brotox? Because he's a bro and he's toxic.
He would actually good. Yes, those two would go together.
That was kind of a stretch, but all right.
Put on significant other from Limp Bizkit and let's turn them New York Yankees hats around and let's just have a good time.
Yes.
So the CDC and FDA are investigating additional cases across 11 states after the New York City Health Department disclosed 3 cases of individuals needing emergency care after getting such injections. So genuine Botox and AbbVie not implicated in this, but the rise of unregulated med spas is blamed for a lot of these counterfeit injections.
Oh, so it is unregulated. Okay, so that's where I was getting confused. So they're unregulated medi spas who are purchasing products that aren't like your normal like Juvederm or Restylane or whatever it is, or even just the Botox brand.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that makes me feel a little bit better. But how do I figure out what's unregulated? Because there are so many medi spas.
You got to talk to your doctor, and also you should probably be going to a doctor. You want to hear some crazy stuff?
No,
right
but
now?
These people no, are like they're.
No,
I mean, but
listen. But I'm saying, do you want to hear something crazy? Though I know somebody personally who is now a nurse, so they work at one of these medi spas, so they were, you know, in the world of
dermatology
kind of before that, you know, they went to school, cheated the entire way, had paid somebody else. Not only did she and many other people in her class paid somebody else to do all of their work so they can become nurses so they can do the injections.
Yeah, that's
so, and I think that if I know one person who knows a half dozen people who've done that, that's got to be pretty common in that world. And so that's what I'm saying, like, go to a doctor.
Well, but I mean, it's not that, but that's also not like as available. Like, I mean, like if you're going to a doctor to do it, a lot of times they hand it off to the RN or whoever nurse that's going on, because if you're going to a doctor, you're going to a plastic surgeon and they have other things to be doing other than injecting.
And that's just way too expensive.
Unless you're like a Kim Kardashian who's special requesting Dr. Miami, or actually not Dr. Miami, they've got beef, but...
Do they?
Yes.
Patients are advised to verify the authenticity of Botox products before receiving injections. And the only way to do that is to waterboard your nurse.
Tell me your secrets.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
I know that we see a lot more in this day and age than we used to on the internet, just because everyone's got a cell phone in their pocket at all times. And instantly, as soon as something weird starts going down, somebody inevitably pulls out their phone and starts recording it. But it just seems like the airplane behavior that we see now is so much more dramatic and awful than it's ever been. And again, maybe that's just because we see it, but you know, people getting kicked off flights and screaming and freaking out and saying that they're talking to aliens in the back, and other people saying that they're, you know, going to bite the police officer that is showing up to arrest them.
Just adults acting like toddlers in public. It is crazy the level of behavior that we're seeing with travel these days.
I think it was an older video, but there was the guy who just lit up a cigarette on the plane.
That guy had just seen some stuff. He didn't do that intentionally. He was so comfortable that he just... Dude, the instincts kicked in.
Yeah,
like, so I'm not even mad about that guy.
He was like basically passed out, and then he just like pulls his pack out, and it's just like muscle memory. Yep. Lights up a smoke, and then, you know, the guy next to him flags over the flight attendant and is like, "Hey, this guy's smoking."
Well, he put it out.
And he's like, "Oh, whoops, I'm so sorry." Had no
muscle
idea.
Memory, man. That I can see that happening.
This is much worse than that, unfortunately. This is a flight. And it's an international flight, so it's to Sydney, and it caused the delay at the Sydney airport. The incident occurred last December, and it came to light when a fellow passenger reported the behavior to a air crew member. The passenger, described as obviously quite drunk, spilled urine on a flight attendant while leaving the plane.
How do you spill urine?
Because this person had peed in a cup.
Gross.
Like, you're sitting there, and you're so drunk on the plane that you just decide that you're just going to whip it out and pee into a cup, as opposed to going to one of the, I don't know, many available bathrooms.
I mean, you were drunk enough to realize not to pee yourself, so that was...
Yeah.
But you were still so drunk that you thought that was a good idea.
So I guess this fella has a bit of a history. He got convicted in 2004 in Michigan for a DUI, and then got... in 2018, conviction in Arizona for an extreme DUI. As a result of the incident, he was arrested and charged with, obviously peeing in a cup. You can't do that. And got fined $600 Australian, which doesn't seem like enough.
I know that we have basic human rights, everyone. It's a pretty blanketed thing. Take all of his away. I don't think that, whenever people start peeing in cups and spilling it on people, I think we should start taking, little things away one by one and seeing, how that works. Like, the right to vote, maybe to start. you don't get the right to vote anymore.
If you get two DUI convictions, then you pee in a cup on a plane.
Or at least for a term. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just take away their right to vote.
You only get to vote in local elections.
Yes, right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Dave and Mahoney present.
Yeah, you work here. Are you the manager?
Fast food freakouts.
Okay, next one, Dave. Thank you.
Tina is joining us today for a round of fast food freakouts. Tina, let me ask you for reference, what is your favorite fast food joint?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I like In-N-Out Burger. Of course, J-Bo is always good. Tacos. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So you are surrounded, Tina, by the world's leading fast food forensic experts. And I say experts because Audrey has earned that distinction.
Thank you.
She has really stepped up her game. But Mahoney, you've been doing this for a long time.
Dave, as you know, I have been to 34,107 different McDonald's right here in the continental United States. But besides that, I have been to every single Sbarro's in a gas station in the South.
In the South. Okay.
South of the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay, got it. So, Tina, you...
And east of the Mississippi.
Okay, so that would have also covered the Southeast as well. So you could have just started with... That's fine. So, Tina, they're trying to help you out today. They do not know the correct answer. So there's little clues in the audio as to which fast food restaurant these meltdowns happen in. So good luck to you today. Here is the first one. I'll give you a multiple choice after I play this.
And I asked you what you had, and you said you don't know. I know better than you do. No. I asked you what you had, and you told me no. You're new. You're a manager, and you're new.
Yes, I'm new.
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
Robin.
Robin. Well, you're not going to be a manager tomorrow.
Okay, that's cool. Ooh.
All right, because if you're a manager and you don't know what you have in there, then you don't need to be a manager. And this is what you call customer service, and you really need to go back to school. Because I've worked for places like this before.
So very upset. I guess the manager did not fully know everything that was on the menu in that clip, which is why the guy was going off. Does that sound like it could be A, a Carl's Jr. / Hardee's, B, a Jack in the Box, or C, an In-N-Out?
So that's definitely not an In-N-Out, first and foremost. We could just remove that right now. Those beeps are not your standard McDonald's or Subway beeps, which are two of the most common. So we are down to Jack in the Box or a Carl's Jr.
The Hardee's. Reason why I feel like it might be a Jack in the Box, and stick with me here, Mahoney, is because there are so many things. The menu is pretty extensive. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to be new, and if you're going to, you know, jump right into being a manager, you'd be able to know what's on a Carl's menu, or a In-N-Out menu, because there's really not many things on those two.
A lot of burgers, lots of fries.
Audrey, I'm just going to have a one point of conjecture right here. Carl's Jr. actually does have quite the extensive menu.
Don't sway me.
Zucchini fries?
That's pretty gross. I don't think I want those. I'm a fan of zucchini fries probably anywhere other than in fast food. That doesn't sound like I'm not going to fast food for zucchini fries.
Can I hear a little bit? Can I just hear like 5 to 7 seconds of that again, Dave, at the beginning?
Sure.
And I asked you what you had and you said you don't know. I know better than you do. No. I asked you what you had and you told me no. You're new. Okay. You're a manager and you're new.
Yes.
So the beep and the accent. So I'm going to assume this is in the South, and I'm going to just play the odds here because this is a real...
That'd be a pretty fair assumption. I don't know if I've ever heard a Northern accent quite sound just like our friend there.
This is tough, but I'm going to say since there are less Jack in the Boxes in the South, I'm going with a Carl's Jr. / Hardee's.
Okay, and Audrey, you're sticking with Jack in the Box?
I am.
Okay. Tina, ultimately up to you. You have to make a decision.
That's tough. Because I agree about the Jack in the Box menu being extensive. So, gosh. All right, I'm going with Carl's Jr.
You fool.
Hardee.
No, Audrey was right. It was Jack in the Box. Audrey called it from the jump. Should have listened to her. It's all right. It's okay. We just have to get Mahoney so angry.
I'd like to see some proof of that being a Jack in the Box.
Okay, there's a video.
That's an unauthorized beep that they're using.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Okay, sure.
What kind of B-grade beep are they using there?
You're being a B-grade beep right now. Let's go on to number two. A man is upset because his restaurant, he claims the restaurant is going to cook the burgers on a grill, but he's saying they're microwaved and it turned out to be hard and inedible. Let's have a listen.
Everybody can see what the f*** I'm talking about. This shit is so hard. Why the f***? No, I'm serious. This is the second time I came to you with respect. The last time I came with respect. Why is my food like this? Is my kid's food.
She put it in the microwave.
I don't care. She put it in the mic. Are you serious? You're letting social media know and the whole world know that she put my microwave in the microwave. You guys are ridiculous.
Dude, that's a Dunkin' Donuts.
No, it is not. That is a Burger King calling my shot right now.
It's so echoey.
That is a Burger King.
Interesting.
Wendy's, McDonald's, or Burger King are our options.
Burger King, blind it, calling my shot, the great Hambino style.
Tina, do you agree?
All right, I'll go for Burger King.
Good call. You trusted him, and it worked out this time.
Interesting. I mean, what are you putting in a microwave?
The cheeseburgers.
The burger. That's what he was upset about, is that they claim they're flame broiled and cooked on a grill.
They are.
But then they're frozen.
They're run through. There's like a conveyor belt that has a flame broil on there. But it's usually the...
You just microwaving all that in there?
No, but it's like the single cheeseburgers and the kid cheeseburgers end up in the microwave more often than not.
So you got to go with the Whopper. I never knew that. I never knew everything was microwaved in there.
You're shocked right now by the fact.
Disappointment.
I knew that in my bones. In my bones, I tell you.
Okay, so you got one right, Mahoney. You also got one wrong. So here we go. Third and final one. We got to get a correct answer on this one for the win. The woman is upset over the price of the sandwich based on its size and holds up, she's making her point here. You guys tell me whether or not she communicated it well.
I don't disrespect anyone. Right. I'm 39 years old, and I just told my mom to argue to about a sandwich. Honestly, right. If she was on this side of this glass, I would have told my man, I would pay $5 for a bigger sandwich than $3. Argue. I don't want to argue.
Right.
I got a daughter 24 years old. Right. I don't want to argue with you. But I never disrespect you, though. What did I say disrespect? I never called you a bitch. I didn't ever call you dumbass. None of that. All I asked you was, why would I pay $5 for a six?
Pretty upset.
For a 6-inch.
Mm-hmm. Is that A, a Subway, B, a Jimmy John's, or C, a Starbucks?
I don't think Jimmy John's has a $5 entry point. And I feel like there's too many people inside for it to be a Jimmy John's. Most Jimmy John's have the drive-thrus.
Dude, I don't know. I would disagree. I don't know, though. I don't know. This one's tough.
I don't think it's a Starbucks. This is not a Starbucks. Not busy enough to be a Starbucks.
Can we take that one out?
Starbucks is removed.
Okay.
So it comes in.
Subway or Jimmy John's?
The glass, I think, is, she says, I would come behind that glass, which leads me to believe.
There's also a glass at Jimmy John's.
I know. I know, but okay. if we are playing the odds,
okay.
There are, I don't know exactly how many Jimmy John's, but there are more Subways than any other fast food restaurant by far in America.
I don't mean to give away the bag here, but I will say that I have found myself, when I see a sandwich being made not to my liking, I find it a lot easier to get upset when the person has disclosed that they are a sandwich artist and they're not performing
The art correctly. This is the Jackson Pollock of sandwiches.
That's right.
And so I think this leads me to believe that I'm, you know, again, Audrey, playing the odds, I'm going to go with a Subway.
I mean, I think that most people probably freak out, because if you're going to freak out about anything, it's going to be how freaky fast Jimmy John's is, not, you know, for them messing up your order. So I would think I would have to agree.
Okay. They're both saying Subway. Tina, it's up to you. You either win it or you lose it right here. What are you going with?
No pressure. No pressure. I'm going to go Subway.
Subway is correct.
That's right. That's how we do it, Tina. Not a scratch food for renting at its finest.
Why do we have people like Tina actually play this game when it is just Mahoney?
It doesn't matter.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I will say, I am very impressed by Amazon. Not all the time. Otter, you and I have talked about how recently it seems like something says it's arriving on Sunday before 10 p.m. and then you'll just get a notification and be like, LOL, just kidding. It's going to be there Tuesday. You're like, huh.
Yeah, okay, I've been kind of just a little bit upset about a lot of things logistically recently, but Amazon for sure is one of them.
But Amazon overall is a very, very impressive operation, and I don't know if this is totally necessary. Kind of curious your guys' thoughts on this. They announced yesterday that Amazon drone delivery is coming to the Valley later this year. So Amazon Prime Air drone delivery service is expanding into Arizona, with drone delivery set to begin in certain parts of the valley. And, you know, that's going to integrate same-day delivery for some different products. It just doesn't seem to me
like it's needed.
Like it's totally necessary. I mean, if I can order pistachios on Amazon and they're there that day, if I just get $25 worth of pistachios, that's... It seems like it's convenient enough. Like, I don't know if we need drones flying through the sky to come drop off my scripts.
Let me tell you why I am all for this, Dave.
Okay.
All right. Because, as you know, I want to retire. And I know that...
You were 42 years old.
Enough drones being used, at some point they're going to run into a tree, a wire, a bird.
Oh.
One of them drones is going to fall on me, and I'm going to cash the fattest paycheck of my career.
Yeah, I mean, also, everybody has a gun, so that could probably be happening.
Somebody could just be shooting them out of the sky and it falls
and
on
just
me.
Bonk on the head.
And I mean, you are a man of great stature. You're a very tall, I got a big water.
Big wide back.
That's right.
Yeah, that drone could fall onto.
What happened to my body?
It will never be the same.
Like, it seemed like he ran underneath a falling drone that had been gunned out of the sky, but we're not sure.
He was the driveway.
He does. Mahoney does look a lot like a patio now that you mention it.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Hell yeah.
They may not have all of their teeth, but they almost have 10 fingers.
We gonna get
it's the Redneck Report. Dave and Mahoney.
We'll start today's Redneck Report with a gentleman that learned the hard way that you should not be cheating on your wife at your house if there's a real possibility she might come home.
Bro, what are you doing?
Like, why don't we just have like
you shouldn't be cheating on your wife.
Well, sure, but this is how we learn the hard way.
At the Red Roof Inn, spring for the extra $47.99 plus.
Or just divorce.
Applicable. Local tax rates and resort fees.
Resort fees.
Resorts, yes. Red Roof Inn has resorts fees.
They do.
They probably do.
Yeah. They do. Don't you act like that's absurd. It's not.
Stephanie Arvello was arrested by the Bryan Police Department in Texas for shooting her husband in the leg.
Yeah, I do it too.
After allegedly catching him cheating with another woman, the incident occurred at their house when she also threatened to shoot the other woman who was present.
Oh, no, that's where it goes too far.
See, he's lucky that she didn't shoot his third leg.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder to aim for that, though, honestly.
If it's already out.
It's like a putt-putt with the windmill. Yeah, it's real hard.
Maybe she's got fire rocket aim.
So she caps him in the leg, and then she calls the cops on herself, and she expressed that her husband deserved it. And she's like, I'm going to jail. I know.
Man, woman guilt's so tough.
Woman guilt? She just shot a guy.
Oh, no, man. He deserved it.
I mean, if you're doing that in your own house and you know your wife knows where the guns are or is proficient with a handheld, firearm.
Like, you know if your significant other has the ability in their mind and in their heart to shoot you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you're aware if you know they have that capability.
And my biggest issue with this is that, like, she threatened the woman. It's not the woman's fault.
It's his fault. That's why he got shot.
It's 100% his fault. I mean, is it the woman's fault for, like, going into the house and being like, who's that lady in all these pictures with you?
You can take down those photos of you and your children. I don't like looking at other women while we're having sex in your all's bed.
So this guy,
like, if there's a blanket that's neatly folded at the end of the bed, you know he's cheating.
If there's throw pillows, he's cheating.
Yeah,
every time.
That's why you get one of those blankets for your man for Christmas that has, like, all of your all's faces all over it. You know what I'm talking about?
So I've got a lot of questions about this. There is a guy who I guess is an up-and-coming MMA fighter. He is known as the Blue Collar Brawler, which, pretty good name.
I mean, good alliteration there.
His name is Mike Dragic. He is on social media and I guess kind of went viral last year for capturing an alligator near Jacksonville Elementary School. And now I guess there's another encounter that he had because he is a licensed alligator trapper. So he knows what he's doing. So this guy, he was attending a hockey game with his family. And the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office was alerted that there was an alligator in the area that was causing a nuisance. And so this guy went out there and he's like, I'm going to catch this gator. Mm-hmm. And an 8-foot gator is a pretty big gator.
That's a big gator.
He didn't have any shoes on. Like, so he's wearing, like, jorts and a cut-off flannel shirt.
As you do.
But he didn't have any shoes on.
Did he not have any shoes on at the Jaguars game? At the Panthers game?
I don't know if it was a Panthers game or if it was, like, a local hockey game. Either way, it doesn't matter. Like, what
was
are you
doing?
Was he
playing street hockey barefoot?
He went to a hockey game without any shoes, got called out into the parking lot after he caught the gator. He did liken himself to Batman. Caught the gator. Gator gets shipped off. And he went back to the hockey game with no shoes.
See, he should have started a new trend. Because you know, like in Detroit at the Red Wings games, they used to throw the octopus.
Yeah.
And then in Nashville, they throw the catfish.
The catfish, yeah.
You know, down in Jacksonville, you should be throw a whole ass gator on that ice.
Imagine what a scene that would be if you just grabbed it by the tail and you started
Audrey's
swinging
in love
it
with
around.
That guy.
Oh my God, that guy is your type.
I have blacked out. I don't know anything what slander you're talking about this man. I heard barefoot, and I'm looking
barefoot
at a photo
jorts,
of this guy.
Yeah.
Are you joking me? He looks like Reacher. Hot. He is so hot.
He looks like your husband.
That's what I'm saying. He's so hot. Like, he's bearded. He's bearded wearing a hat with tattoos and a cut-off shirt.
He's got a square head.
And he looks like he would hurt your feelings. He is your type.
Dumbass. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you've said that it surprises you regularly how startled your wife gets when she spots you in the house that you guys live in together.
Literally every day that we're in the same house.
It's like a jump scare, right?
Multiple times a day. And let me just preface this. I am, 6'4", 6'5", 240-ish pounds right now.
Yeah. You're a fairly large fella that you can probably hear coming.
Wouldn't say I am stealthy like a ninja.
Uh-huh.
I even breathe loud. There are times, but it's like I feel like every time I go around the corner, I gotta go like,
like clear my throat.
You gotta let her know you're coming.
To give her
like
I'm a parent coming into your bedroom because you're you know
put it away.
Right.
My wife does the same thing. I feel like it's become less of that ever since we had so many kids.
Yeah.
But like there's if I'm walking into the bedroom, for example, and she's up there, you know, in her closet or something, she doesn't expect to see me. Same thing. Like she'll jump, like get scared in that moment. I'm like, what? Who did you expect that it was? It's the same guy who's been walking by the closet for the past 11 years. It's always me.
See, I feel like
it's always me.
I feel like what this is, Dave, it's they forget they're married to us for a second, and then they turn around and then they see us and they're like, oh God, I'm
what
still,
have I, what have
this
I done?
Is, this is, yeah. This is the choices I've made. I mean, like my wife can still like bolt because there's not four children around, but you know, your wife, she's stuck. You got her. You baby trapped her.
I did. So speaking of the babies that I trapped her with, my son Duke, he turned 4 years old this past weekend. And one of the things that he got was a big boy bed. So he's been in the crib, you know, through 3 years old, but then we figured it was about time to get him like
all your children. I mean, your wife's tall and you're, you know, not quite as tall as me, but all your children are like in the 99.9 percentile of size.
Yes,
they're big ass kids.
We're both tall. And so it was time.
Yeah.
And so we got him like his own big boy bed. That's and like he's super excited about
it. A race car?
It's not a race car. I wanted to get him like a race car or Spider-Man bed.
Dad failed.
And my wife wouldn't allow it. She's like, we'll get him Spider-Man sheets for the bed. But that's like, it still has to be cute.
Dude, if he had like a Lamborghini bed.
But it's adorable. I mean, like he's got like
Ferrari
his little stuffed animals that he'll arrange and he'll go to sleep at night. But the first couple of nights, you know, he's had a little bit of a problem staying in there because he's not used to being able to just, you know, hop out of bed and just go
freedom.
For a stroll. He's free and he's, you know, we're learning right now.
Okay. So how is that going?
He scared the hell out of me the other night. So I'm downstairs and I'm cleaning up. And all of a sudden, I sense something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, like, what... You know how you just get that feeling like something is a little bit off?
Right.
And I'm looking around, wondering what it is. And suddenly, I realize it's my son, Duke. And he's sitting on the stairway with his face poking between two of the railings. And he's smiling like he's Joker. And he goes... Daddy, I was just watching you clean. I was like,
ew.
Ah! I mean, it scared
that would have been that kid's last birthday.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Yay!
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to know, what is a word you thought meant one thing, but it really meant another?
Message deleted.
So when I was a little kid, I learned the word, or I overheard the word, orgasm somewhere. And I remember thinking...
Yeah, what of Mahoney's mom? Ow!
No, Dave.
No? Okay.
I think I heard it at school.
Oh.
And I thought, and I interpreted it to mean overreacting.
Which is fair.
And so I kept saying to somebody, one of my guy friends, you know, when we were like 7 or 8 years old.
Stop like, having an orgasm.
Yes. And my mom had to tell me to stop saying that.
That is hilarious, Mahoney.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Want to call
and
let you know I love the show. Glad to. I got one for you for vodka. Vodka's various values. Think about it. Something else to get drunk with. Later.
Message deleted.
So we were talking about ways to incorporate drinking vodka into the show, you know, as you do. And we were needing some sort of alliteration. We came up with the Vodka Wednesdays because, you know, we couldn't think of anything else.
What are you, the count?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to say it. Try it.
Vodka Wednesdays?
No, put some heart into it.
Vodka Wednesdays.
I
turn Russian.
That's pretty fun. That is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Vodka Wednesdays. You're not going to get canceled by Transylvania. It's fine. Now try one more time, if you would. Please indulge.
Vodka Wednesdays.
Now that's getting a little more Russian, perhaps 35 rubles.
We do beer for breakfast every Friday morning at 9:30, and we drink a beer or two. But, man, we can't drink more than that. Like, we used to do Whiskey Wednesdays. We're too old. Like, we cannot add in hard liquor in the morning.
We weren't even too old when we were doing Whiskey Wednesdays. That's just a bad idea. Like, you start your day with a 120 proof whiskey, and it's like,
and we tried Tequila Tuesday for a minute, and it's just, man, we're not cut out for that life. Like, we wake up too early, and we're not that big of a degenerates. Like, we're just not that, we can't function like that.
No, like, I have one glass of whiskey, I learned, early in the morning, and I am not right all day.
Right. Like, I'm not right for 2 days.
Yeah, for 2 days.
At this point.
Takes you out for a week.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The other day, y'all were talking about cigarette lighters in the car. When I was young, I burned myself on the cigarette lighter because I've never had a car that had one of those in, so I'd push it in and then pull it out, and then I, like, quickly touched it but burned my finger because I didn't know that it was going to be really hot. And come to think about it, I was probably a really stupid kid.
Message deleted.
You know, one thing that we've learned from this cigarette lighter talk, because, you know, I did disclose that I had taken the cigarette lighter, pushed it in, waited until it got red, then made a little smiley face on the back seat of my, or on the back of my dad's car seat. In his vehicle, and he did hear me say that, unfortunately, so he now knows I am the culprit, because I believe I blamed it on one of my younger siblings. But the sheer volume of phone calls that we've gotten from people in the audience that have had mishaps with cigarette lighters speaks volumes to the type of people that listen to the show. Like, we are the cigarette lighter generation that would push it in, it would get visibly red because it was so hot, and we'd still be like, I need to touch that.
See, that's on y'all, because our cigarette lighters were used for, like, making sure that your phone was charged.
Yeah, you and your PC generation of millennials. We grew up when you used to have to burn your way into adulthood.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you guys ever feel old when you're talking about the technology that is available to you nowadays compared to what you used to have? Because this happens to me a decent amount with my kids. Like, for example, my son, he just turned 4 this past weekend. We had a big party. It was Spider-Man themed. And there was a couple of friends that came to the party. Actually, two different groups of people that brought him a pair of walkie-talkies as a present.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was explaining to my kids that I used to love walkie-talkies. And so, like, we were, like, going around the house and, like, playing hide-and-seek with the walkie-talkies inside, outside.
That had the range back then of, like, 2 meters.
Yeah, it wasn't very impressive.
I always dreamed of having real walkie-talkies that could work across, like, the neighborhood. So you could be in contact with your friends at any point in time.
I mean, you used to see those guys. It's pretty uncommon nowadays, but you used to see those guys that would be rolling down the road in their normally beat-up old Crown Vic that used to be an old police car that they had bought at an auction with, like, the multiple antennas because they had all of the walkie-talkies in there so they could talk to the truckers. They could keep track to what the police, the fire department, and emergency services were doing at all times. You don't see that as much, but, like, I understood that as a young man, the love for the walkie-talkie and those guys that had the police scanners at their house. And, you know, in hindsight, like, maybe there was a decent amount of cocaine use and paranoia that was going on there.
I don't know if it was cocaine, but some sort of amphetamine.
Yeah, something keeping you a little bit too wired. But I was explaining to my daughter why I loved walkie-talkies so much growing up. And I was like, we used to use these as our only form of communication. Like, you would go outside to play and you could keep in touch with your friends or siblings in a way that you were never able to before because we didn't have cell phones.
Did you have code names?
Of course you had code names.
Well, do you remember your code name?
Red Rider.
Red Rider. Wait, are you serious that was your name?
Yeah.
How far did your walkie-talkies work? I had some bootleg-ass ones.
We got some good walkie-talkies later on. So
I mean, you were in a more rural area growing up than I was.
You really catch them waves.
Yeah. No, there was nothing else being broadcast. So they would go for miles. But I was explaining to my daughter, I'm like, you know, we used to take these when we'd go outside for the day. And, you know, because everyone would get on their bikes and kind of scatter, and you could actually keep in touch with each other by having your walkie-talkie on you.
Yeah.
And it was the one way that we could communicate. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, we didn't have cell phones. And she goes, you didn't even have those flippy cell phones without the maps on them? And I'm like, no,
man. The
fact
that she even knows what a flippy cell phone without a map on it is pretty wild because she's 8.
Because it's only because they sell, like, kids' versions of flip phones now.
Oh, I see.
And that's why she's aware of what a flip phone is. But, like, she just can't imagine a world where even flip phones didn't exist. Well, I'm like, girl, let me tell you about beepers.
Right, and cassettes.
Yeah.
When music, you had to go physically buy your music. Isn't that nuts? Like, you had to literally go and physically buy whatever
form of media you wanted to consume, whatever art you wanted to consume, and bring it into your home.
And then sometimes, in fact, many times, you'd be listening to your favorite album that you'd been saving up for, maybe even waited in line to go buy at midnight when it came out on that Tuesday. And then your music player would just decide to eat it.
Oh, my God.
There was nothing worse than having to take that little pencil and try to roll the cassette back up, and it was never the same.
It was never the same.
You could always hear that little jumbled part in there.
It always twist. There was always a twist.
I wasn't really into cassettes. I had CDs, but I know the lore of feeling like an absolute loser because the CD that dropped everywhere I would, every Radio Shack, Target, or wherever I was going to, trying to find that CD was sold out.
Yep.
Or Best Buy. God, I used to love Best Buy for that.
Boy, you used to walk into Best Buy.
It would have feeling.
And they had those like listening stations. And you're like,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to sit in here and I'm just going to binge on music.
Legit.
For free.
And just put the headphones on. Yeah. Who knows? That, how we didn't have COVID during that time is wild. Knows? I'm just putting on some like rogue, dirty ass.
Yeah, like you'd have like pluck hairs off the headphones
who
before
was
you
here
put
before
them on.
Me? Yeah, I'm eight. This is concerning.
Disgusting. I'm eight and I'm concerned. But point is, the walkie-talkies, they still have.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
You know, it's just like the good old days, you guys. Bam Margera in a street fight, all caught on tape. And yeah, it was a real one. Now, he claims that he was just defending the honor of him and his friends. And I did watch the video. I don't know if you guys saw the video that's been circulating online of Bam Margera, for whatever reason, in some altercation with a guy. Looks like in a parking lot. They were throwing fisticuffs the whole bit. Bam did get the better of the exchange, which is a little bit surprising. If you're getting beat up by 2024 Bam Margera, like, you need to get your life together.
You have made some real poor life choices. Also, if Bam Margera is the white knight of your friend group, boy.
Yeah, like, who's in this house? Because I guess the whole altercation started where this guy was insulting and threatening the people that Bam was staying with. And then when Bam went outside, this guy was the aggressor, and he punched. Now, this is the account from Bam's manager, so take that with a grain of salt. But, yeah, like, if you're in the house and you're like, hey, Bam, why don't you go out there and settle the score for us? Like, who else is in that house? Is it a bunch of disabled children? Like, what do you mean you're going to send Bam Margera out there?
Well, have you guys been keeping up with him recently at all?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, I know that he's kind of been on a roller coaster.
You know, he was missing, and then he was on suicide watch
and then
for
he got
a while.
Kind of clean for a while, right?
I mean, but this is all within like the last 18 months. So it's not been like a long, extended period of time like somebody like Steve-O who's been clean. But, you know, I know he's with that woman now, or I don't know if she's his wife or his girlfriend, who's trying to keep him between the lines.
It's his girlfriend, but like recently he was caught on tape having what looked to be a very heated conversation with her as well. So I hope the best for Bam.
He's hanging out with Steve-O again. And
that's
like
good.
He's been going on to some podcasts, and I've been kind of like viewing them because he was somebody who I grew up watching that I thought he was just the hottest. And then everybody knows the unfortunate demise of Ryan Dunn. It just totally warped his brain. But I mean, like, I feel like to the story point, and the reason why I even asked that question is that he seems like he's doing better. And then I think that this is a positive fist fight. Like, I don't feel like this isn't like drug ridden. We're worried about Bam Margera. He's gonna go on like a downward spiral. Like, I think that this fight was like him being Bam.
I hope
does that make sense?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because Bam's true form, when he's not all messed up, is probably
a
fairly like loyal guy who's looking out for his friends. And you know, he's the
road
dog.
He's got arrested development. They all do.
Yeah.
Well, he also has a massive amount of CTE.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, for sure.
Like,
I'm just not shocked to hear that Bam got in a fist fight. Like, I don't like care one way or another about that. Like, whatever.
I mean, his name is Bam.
Yeah, right? Like, Steve-O's still taking out his teeth and doing like putting plugs up his butt. You know what I mean? Like, he's still doing weird things, too.
Yeah.
But
I think that Bam's also sober currently. Let's just hope he can stay there.
I will say, though, stuff up the butt, sober. Way more impressive.
I mean, it really
Bam,
is.
Man,
a sober butt plug or a pocket car, like, that's just really something.
That's so true.
I don't know if you guys watched that show Mad Men from back in the day, but Christina Hendricks, the red bombshell from that show, 48 years old, just got married in New Orleans to a camera operator, which, good on that camera op. Like, she's a pretty big star. And,
I mean, got that Mad Men money.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, not to mention just a absolute gorgeous woman. So, you know, love to hear that people are finding love.
And I mean, this guy's got to be, like, super handsome, right?
I mean, I would assume.
You have to assume.
Or
be,
funny.
Yeah, or funny. That could be it, too. And finally, Kevin Bacon has returned to Footloose High School after 40 years.
I hate Kevin Bacon's face. I saw this on TV yesterday when we were when we were on air, and I had a visceral reaction to his face. It just makes me so angry. Why does he look like that?
I don't know. And what's interesting
that's
is
just
that
his face, man.
Why are you being so
Kevin Bacon's, by all accords, is like a nice, well-respected guy in Hollywood. He's fun. Like, look at it. Out of anybody on the show, you should be following him on TikTok.
I do.
And watching what him and his wife do. They seem like a fun group of people.
Boo.
He's incredibly talented, a musician as well, and, you know, help break down them dancing barriers in those dry counties across the U.S.
Man,
with Footloose.
I don't know. There's just something about him just being so, like, shaped like a cigarette and, like, having that face and his hips moving that way. Like, the combination of it all, especially when he had that, like, 80s mullet that was too feathered. I don't know. Something about it, I just don't like him.
I have never heard a better description of Kevin Bacon than a half-smoked Marlboro Light.
Yeah, like, man. Well, actually, like, it's like his waistline is pinched in, so maybe, like, more Camel Crush.
You're just mad because he can wear skinnier jeans than all of us.
Yeah, he can.
This is David Mahoney.
So, fantastic news, you guys. The scientists out there, they all got together, and they found the Fountain of Youth. They've been looking for it forever. Yeah, finally somebody stumbled across a Fountain of Youth, and I'm actually rooting that this is the case, and I'll tell you why.
Is it at a Golden Corral?
It is at a Golden Corral. It's the cheese fountain.
I knew it.
You'd figure that out.
I knew it. I knew there was something special about the Golden Corral. You know, much like the Chalice of Christ. It's very moving. It's very spiritual, Dave.
So, because of all of this Ozempic stuff, there's been a lot of research into diabetes drugs, and I guess scientists are investigating whether the widely used diabetes drug metformin could potentially extend lifespan and protect against age-related diseases like heart disease, cancer, and cognitive decline. So I guess the drug has an anti-inflammatory property and the ability to regulate blood glucose levels and believed to contribute to potential benefits. The targeted aim for this trial, because they've enlisted 3,000 patients aged 65 to 79 to determine whether or not this actually works in delaying some of the natural age progression and chronic diseases that come with just getting older. But animal studies have shown very promising results. It's just interesting that this drug is from the 50s, and they're saying that they're unlocking all sorts of possibilities of anti-aging stuff. It's not the things that you think about with the Fountain of Youth, you know, where you look young,
I mean,
you look like you're 23 when you're 50.
You know, many years ago, I went to a doctor, you know, board certified, went to Boston College. So obviously, you know, pretty has like solid credentials. Unfortunately, this was the doctor with the hole in his crotch. So I had to immediately discount everything that he said.
Yeah.
But he was like, it doesn't matter how healthy you are. He's like, I'm on a statin. I will be on a statin for, you know, ever.
Yeah.
Because I just want, you know, it's about keeping inflammation down. And I was like, that's BS. I'm going to lose weight by the natural way, by walking and working out. And here I am 8 years later.
Taking a statin?
Like, taking a statin and going, man, I should have stuck on that.
So the interesting thing about this is that metformin's low cost and established safety profile is what's making it really appealing. And the reason why I'm rooting so hard for this drug to be the actual Fountain of Youth is because that one creepy billionaire who calls himself a biohacker,
that
who was like having his son's blood infused into his body and just looks like a weird walking corpse anyhow. I don't know why. I'm just rooting against that guy really hard because he claims that he has figured out the way to be eternally youthful. And I, when I look at him, hate him.
Because he's doing blood transfusions.
From his son.
I hate his face. Yeah. Yeah. Everything about that guy I dislike. So,
well, because that's abuse.
Yeah. It feels kind of weird in every way. But I don't know whether or not, you know, this drug is going to be something that can actually help people. But again, 3,000 people signed up for this trial right now to figure out whether or not they have located something really important.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. The worst cover songs of the internet have landed here for your enjoyment. It's Cover Your Ears on Dave and Mahoney.
Chuck is joining us today for a round of Cover Your Ears. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. 30 seconds on the clock for each one of these. You got a couple lifelines if necessary. The first one here is from Robin Adele Anderson. We've heard her before, and it's just unfortunate that her middle name is Adele, because that is it's tough to follow, the OG Adele. 87,000 views, though, on this one, so, you know, it's pretty strong. You're looking for the original artist and song. Here we go with number one. Good luck.
I'm back. I brought my pencil. Give me something to write on. Heard about your lessons. Lessons are so cold. I know all about this school. Little girl from Cherry Lawn. How can you be so bold? How did you know that golden rule? I think of all the education that I missed. But then my homework was never quite like.
And we'll stop it right there. We'll say pretty good.
Not
obviously
bad.
Very talented.
I like the style.
Chuck, over to you. Do you know it?
I love that swing time. That sounded like Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
You are correct, sir. Screaming Eagle of Success. Well done. You're on the board with a full point. The next one here, the most popular one of the day, pretty easily. It's from the Harp Twins, so I'm assuming these are two twins that play harps.
Is it one harp or two harps?
Ooh. Chris, over to you. Is it one harp or two harps?
Two harps.
Two harps, okay.
Yeah, not as one. Impressive. Oh, and they're hot.
Of course they are.
If that
I don't
matters.
Feel like you cannot
what
be
were
hot.
You, what were you searching?
That's none of your business. Man. Incognito.
He didn't actually mean to type in Harp Twins. It was supposed to be Hot Twins. Yeah. And now all of a sudden we've got this, which is we're grateful for. Thank you, Chris.
1.6 million views on this one. Here we go.
One extremely underwhelmed by that. Was that two harpoonists? What are we calling them?
Audrey, I just, because Chris said they were hot, so I had to look and see what they actually look like. And
oh, they're what poor, in the, poor Valhalla.
What in the Viking?
The bootleg Vikings.
Dude, it's like they're on a lake and they're in some, you know, probably Iceland.
I mean, Nordic.
Don't get me wrong. Like if I was over at some girl's house and, you know, things were getting hot and heavy and then she's like, hold on a second. Let me play harp for you.
Dave, but there's two guys with like the, you know, like if you think like a really hardcore metal band bassist.
Yeah.
With the chin beard.
They've got
the
Chris Cale from Five Finger Death Punch hair. Yes.
All right, Chuck, not to get too distracted here. Do you know that one?
I believe I do. That sounds like the Rolling Stones, Painted Black.
You are doing great. That is 2 for 2.
Again, doubling down real quick. There, it just sounded like a harp. The other one is just not even
You did
there.
Not need a second harp.
You didn't need.
That was a
sounds
one like harp deal.
Kill the other twin.
Sounds. Jesus. All right, Chuck, I'm taking away your lifeline. You're doing too good. You can win this on your own right here with a full point. 349 views from the Rock Invaders on this one.
I don't think they're twins.
They're fake twins, even at that.
I think they may be like paternal twins.
Just two blondes. We'll fool everybody.
Stop hating. Here we go.
Jenny Krause sent to his death today. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay. So slide over here. Give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I gotta let you know.
All right, can you go 3 for 3 here and get the win on your own?
I think so. That sounds like In Excess, One of My Kind. You're One of My Kind?
It's I Need You Tonight by In Excess.
Oh, so, it's not what I thought it was at all.
You get a half point on that one. And I'm actually kind of glad because I wanted to get to this last one. It's got 397 views, and I'm a big fan of saxophone. And I'm just curious. I haven't heard this yet. I'm just curious how this holds up. So here we go. The final one. All you need is a half point for the win. Here we go.
Thank you.
That sweet tenor saxophone. All right, Chuck, for the win, do you know that?
Ooh, boy, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
I can help you out on this one.
Okay,
this
is Lifelines are back.
One of my favorite bands, that is Psycho Killer, the Talking Heads.
There we go.
Not a great rendition of it either. I was hoping like some very average sax, which my wife is used to.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You know, it's always wild to me when they do a study, and in this case, the study took place over the course of 50 years. They analyzed research over 50 years, and they spent all this time, and I assume all of this money, on this study. After half of a century, they came up with the answer of, well, yeah, of course.
What were they studying,
Nick? A new study analyzes 50 years of research emphasizing the significant impact of insufficient or poor sleep on your mood and mental health.
Oh, like, you think?
Duh.
Like, yes. Have you ever been walking around in life and just thought, you know what would heal me and all of my negative energy? A nice little midday naparoo. A nice little snooze.
Yeah, sometimes like, that's all I can
all
think
you
about.
Need.
Yeah. I mean, never in my life have I woken up dreary and groggy and just exhausted and been like, today is wonderful.
Look at this magical day.
That's like the one thing that makes you feel like crap the second you step out of bed.
I'm literally canceling an appointment today that's costing me $35 so I can go nap instead.
I love that for you.
You know what?
Good. That was a fee worth paying.
That's a flex that you are treating yourself.
I am.
You know, some people will, you know, they'll get the $35 treatment, you know, for the scalp massage or get their nails done or get a haircut or whatever. No, you're treating yourself is just canceling plans so you can go nap.
That is exactly correct, and I could not be more excited.
And I'll tell you, I'm with you guys when I know that I've got enough real estate in the day to sneak a little nap in. Maybe it's just like kind of a lazy Sunday afternoon on the couch, and I know, like, I can doze off here. I'm excited. Like, that's so...
You're like Sleeping Beauty in 2024.
That's much more exciting to me at this age and in my life right now than, like, a cool concert that I get to look forward to. Like, I'm just like a nap. I'll look forward to it all week.
Let me ask you this, though. You've got four kids and most likely a mother-in-law and a stupid dog roaming your house at any given moment.
I know. So it's few and far between. So, that's why it's such a treat.
You choose to go on the couch. You don't have, like, to the bedroom recluse yourself?
No, for sure. If I'm going to nap, I go into the bedroom. But I'm saying if there's a very rare instance where all of them have piled into the car to go do something...
And you've got the house to yourself?
And I'm home alone? Again, that is a treat.
And you're not going to town?
Well, I mean after I do that. Yeah,
that's the best sleep ever. Are you joking?
All right, I got the whole house to myself. Why not?
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time. Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.